This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Yotes Mishneh Hey. For the past couple of Mishnayos, we have been discussing the Mizran, which was a cloth band that was wound around a bed frame to keep the frame together. The cases so far were all situations in which the Mizran was already wound around the bed when the bed became tummy with Tumas Midras, when, for example, a Zav rested on the bed. Our Mishnah discusses the halacha that applies when starting out, it was just a bed frame without a Mizran, it became tummy, and then afterwards, a Mizran was wound around the frame. First case is, where Mita Shehaisa Timea Midras, or let's say a Zav sat down on a bed and thus made a tummy with Tumas Midras, V'Korach La Mizran. And then somebody wound a Mizran around the frame. The Mishnah rules Kula Tamei Midras. Everything, even the Mizran, now has Tumas Midras by virtue of the fact that the Mizran is attached to something with Tumas Midras. And Kula Mechubra LaTamei Tamei. If you have object A, which is Tamei with whatever Tuma, you attach B to A, B until now was Tar, B adopts the same Tumah status as A, you know, as long as B is attached to A. The Mishnah says, Pirsha, if the Mizran was then removed, he Tamei Midras, the bed frame itself, of course, remains Tamei with Tumas Midras. Veha Mizran Maga Midras. For the Tumah, the Mizran gets downgraded from full Tumas Midras to Ava level Tumah down to Maga Midras. Now the Mizran is only Tamei by virtue of the fact that it came into contact with something with Tumas Midras. And so the Mizran is Rishon L'Tuma, but since it's no longer attached to the bed which has Avatuma, the band, the Mizran, is no longer Tamei as Avatuma, but again as merely a Rishon L'Tuma. It's 1 degree away from the full Avatuma level. The Mishnah discusses a similar case where I said Tamei Tumas Shiva V'Korach L'Mizran. Let's say the bed became Tamei with the 7 day Tuma, which refers to Tumas Mace. Contract the Tuma from a human corpse, take 7 days to be purified of that Tuma, and then afterwards, a Mizran was wound around the bed frame. So here too, Kula Tamei Tumas Shiva. Everything is Tamei with Tumas Shiva, that full Tumas Mace, including the Mizran, because the Mizran is attached to something with that level of Tuma. Pirsha, if the Mizran was then removed, he Tamei Tumas Shiva, while the bed itself remains Tamei with the full Tumas Shiva, full Tumas Mace. Veha Mizran Tamei Tumas Erev. The Mizran band, though, is only Tamei with 1 day Tuma. For a year, too, there's no longer any basis to say the Mizran should have Tumas Shiva, as it's no longer attached to the thing that actually originally has that Tumas Shiva. Rather, the only remaining basis for Tumah, as far as the Mizran is concerned, is the fact that it came into contact with something that had inherent Tumas Shiva, Tumas Mace. Once the halacha of something with Tumas Mace comes into contact with another Kli, that Kli as Rishon L'Tumah, it only takes 1 day to get rid of that lower level of Tumah. The Mishnah's third case is, where I said, Tumah, Tumas Erev, V'Korach L'Mizran. The bed was Tamei with 1 day Tuma. For example, a dead sheretz touched the bed, and then afterwards, a Mizran was wound around it. The halacha is Kula Tamei Tumas Erev. Everything, including the Mizran, now has Tumas Erev, because whatever is attached to something is Tamei, shares that level of Tuma as long as it remains attached to it. Pirsha, if the Mizran was afterwards removed, he Tamei Tumas Erev, while the bed remains Tamei with Tumas Erev, 1 day Tuma, from whatever it is, let's say sheretz, Baha Mizran Tahar, but the Mizran is completely Tahar, for it's no longer attached to the bed which has Tumas Erev. What of the fact that the Mizran did come into contact with something with Tumas Erev? That doesn't make the Mizran Tamei, because here the bed merely had Tumas Erev, which is a Rishon L'Tumah. A Rishon L'Tumah cannot impart Tumah to another Kli. Thus, the Mizran, once it's separated from the bed, is not Tamei whatsoever.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.